You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today I have a special guest, and it's my artist friend Bob, Bob Worthy. He is the famous Virginia artist. Say hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Now you sound like my boyfriend, because he always says, hi, boyfriend.
I know, I heard that.
Oh, you have heard that? Now, right before we came on the air, you said you wanted to say something. What is
no,
that?
No, I'm going to save it for later.
Oh, you're going to save
it? It's a surprise.
Okay. All right. Well, Bob is here today because we have been, he came up to visit. He lives on the northern neck of Virginia, and he came up to visit, and we've been talking art and looking at different photographs that I've taken lately, and we just came back from lunch, and I'm absolutely stuffed. Are you stuffed?
I certainly am.
Okay, now don't forget to speak a little close to the microphone.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be like I am with the boyfriend and direct him and tell him what to do.
You were real bossy on that last Comcast I listened to.
With my boyfriend, you mean?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I can be bossy. In bed, too. So.
Uh-huh, I'm sure you are.
Oh, and by the way, Bob's straight.
Darn.
But that's okay. Well, we actually had some topics to discuss today that are all centered around the art world and art things. Because Bob actually has a art show coming up on December 2nd, correct?
That's correct.
And
you are correct, sir.
It's going to be at the Colonial Art and Frame.
Right, in Fredericksburg, downtown Fredericksburg.
Downtown Fredericksburg, Virginia.
It's on Caroline Street, across from the Visitor Center. It's at 709 Caroline Street, and the first Friday reception is this coming Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Very good. Now, do they have a website, by the way?
No.
Oh.
No, well, unfortunately.
Then I would like to direct all my listeners to your personal website, or your artwork website. And is there any information posted there about it?
No.
but if nothing else, they can see your artwork at your website.
See some artwork, yeah. All the work that I'll have at the show will be new. It's all stuff that I've just done in the last week and that I will be doing between now and Wednesday before we hang the show.
And what type of artwork is it?
mostly transfers from some of them from photo shoots that we've had together, and some of them from photo shoots that I've had previously.
So are they mostly male nudes then?
No, it's a combination of male and female nudes.
Okay.
Very good. And some couples.
Oh.
But I've got, I'll have the sepia tone transfers. You can see those on my website. But I'll also have those new Polaroid mixed media transfers that I just showed you today.
Which are absolutely beautiful.
That are brand new. I haven't exhibited those at all. So there will be some of those in the show too. And hopefully some collages on canvas if I can get my ass in gear and get them done.
Now, the collages on canvas, you mean like you're taking different transfers and putting them on canvas, or what is that?
I'll probably do some gel transfers onto the canvas, but I'll be collaging other paper and stuff onto it.
Okay, cool.
I haven't done them yet, so I'm not quite sure how they.
Yeah, I can't believe that you have this show on Friday.
Yeah, how about that?
and you've got artwork that you're going to be putting in the show that you haven't even created yet.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the way I do it.
But all the ideas are in your head, so.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll come out.
And now that Polaroid transfer thing that you were showing me earlier, that's a new process that you kind of discovered yourself, right?
Right.
Are you going to share that with the public about how to do that process?
Not right now.
That's probably a good thing, because they're absolutely beautiful. I love those.
Thank you.
I think you are not known enough in the art world, because they just don't know what they're missing.
Truly undiscovered.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. Sometimes I don't have all the words. But now, at the same time that you're having the art show, you also sell work and on eBay.
Yes,
right?
I do.
Do you sell all of your artwork, or just certain kinds, just certain?
I haven't been able to sell a lot of the high-ticket things, like I sell in galleries, but I do have some small things that I sell on eBay. Mm-hmm. And some of my newer pieces are on eBay, too.
And what's the response been? Are you getting some good?
I get really good traffic. Sometimes I get some good prices, and sometimes they go for the listing price, which kills me to sell things for under $10, but that's the way it is.
But sometimes that's probably a good idea to get to get your name out there and to get the following.
Right. Well, you have to except the fact that if you list it, whatever the listing price is, if that's all you get, that's all you get, and you got to be willing to take that. So.
But now I check your eBay site, and also for the listeners, there'll be a link on the show notes for Bob's, what do you call it, auction or sale?
Well, it's an auction. That's the format I'm using.
Okay, so the auction on eBay for Bob's work, and I highly suggest you check it out because the pieces of art are beautiful. And especially if you're, I know I have some straight listeners, but if you're a gay man and you like male nude art, and I'm not talking graphic sexuality on here, these are very tastefully done pieces of art, I suggest you check out Bob's site on eBay.
A lot of the pieces are done from photographs that we've done on our joint shoots.
So right.
Your listeners may find some of their favorite models that they've seen on your, on the gallery on your blog, are some of the same models that I use in my work. So
that's a very good point. I forgot to mention that those of you who have enjoyed the photographs that I've posted on my, I posted a couple on the Archer Radio website as well, but my gallery of male nudes on the Archer site, which of course I will post a link to that as well. If you enjoyed some of those models, the same models are in Bob's artwork.
Right.
So if you liked those and you want to own a piece of it, you can go to the eBay site and bid on it. So.
Which leads me to introduce the topic of you selling on eBay, Archer. I really think you need to do that.
I know. You keep telling me to do that. I think I will do that. You've told me all what's involved, and I don't know that my artwork is good enough to do that.
I think you're underestimating yourself. Your photographs are beautiful.
Well, I don't know what the response would be. I know I get lots of response on the Archer site, comments and emails from people saying that they love my photographs. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess in terms of changing or turning those photographs into artwork, I don't know if people would be interested in that as well.
All you can do is try and see what happens.
That's true. So I guess we should say people can look forward to or look for my artwork on your...
Have I twisted your arm enough?
Yeah, you have twisted my arm.
Okay.
Well, because we've talked a couple times before, and I think and the boyfriend has actually told me, too, that I need to go ahead and have you post some of my work on there and see what kind of response we get.
So what we'll do is list Archer's artwork on my eBay site, which is titled The Art Network, and then we'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll get a good response.
I hope so, too. So when you go to Bob's site, look for the pieces that are done by Archer. Is that it?
Well, look for Bob's, too.
Well, of course. But I mean, no, this is about promoting me, Bob.
Isn't it always? Speaking of promoting yourself, why are your pants down and why do you have your dick in your hand?
I can't believe you. That is not true. I am fully clothed.
Oh, please. Of course, I can hardly see it. It's so small.
Bob, that's so mean. Is that what you were going to say? You were just looking for the right time to put that in there, weren't you? Oh, you're so mean. Mm. That's awful. Well, even though Bob's being mean, he's fun to hang around with, that's for sure. When after lunch, we went to this art store that's right near the place where we went for lunch, and I kept seeing guys who I would say to Bob, I think, he could be a good model. I think he could be naked. Bob's like, give him one of my cards.
Isn't that called Gaydar?
Gaydar, yeah. Actually, Bob has Gaydar because we were standing at the register and I was paying. Reverse Gaydar. Actually, I'm not sure if the guy is gay or not, but when we got into the car, Bob's like, I don't know, but I just got the vibe that that guy was gay.
That's not what I said at all.
Something like that.
I said, do you think he was gay?
Well, you thought he was.
I told you, I'm always wrong.
Oh, then maybe he wasn't. Well, he was very cute, and I thought he would be really a good model for our photographs. So Bob's like, then next week you go to that store again, and you give him one of my cards, and you
Absolutely.
Tell him. And I probably will do that. But, anyway, we were talking earlier about this idea, or at least you had this idea for doing a video shoot.
While we do a photo shoot.
While we do a photo shoot, right. And
I thought your especially your listeners and the people that read your Archer blog would, if they really like the images that we post and they'd look forward to new ones from photo shoots that you have, they might enjoy seeing a video, sort of a behind the scenes kind of thing, of the of one of the shoots, just to see what it's like. Not anything real long, but just something interesting.
Like the process of
right. it's not all fun and games. There's a lot of work involved.
There is a lot of work involved, that's true. And it takes a long time. Our shoots usually are like 4 hours long, right?
Yeah.
From start to finish. But a video of showing, like, discussing with the model of what we have in mind in terms of
right.
photographs, and then maybe of him preparing himself for the shoot, you know, removing his clothes and mm-hmm. brushing
disrobing.
Up his hair. And, well, you know, because you don't want to have your chest
hair
flattened
usually,
down.
Usually they're all shaved.
Well, we're going to do a better job of screening the models. But, no, I think that would be cool. And then maybe just a couple of minutes of us shooting, taking photographs and
right.
like
posing them in different poses.
Exactly, and stuff. So, but the thing with that is that neither Bob
turn your head. Turn your head to the right. No, the other right. Stand still. Do I have to come out there and hurt you?
Bob's so good about that. I'm the one who's really nice to the models, and they want to be my friend, and Bob's
yeah,
like
yeah, right.
And Bob's like, stand still. Don't move. We're not
done. Did I tell
yet.
You to move?
Yeah, that's what he says. Did I tell you to move?
Now, I want you just to move. Did I tell you to move?
As soon as Bob starts talking, they turn their head to look at him listen, and then he says, did I tell you to move? But the problem with this video idea, though, Bob, is that neither you nor I want to be in the video.
That is correct.
How would we do that?
Well, you would stand in front of me with the video camera focused just on the model. That's what the listeners want to see anyways, the model, not us.
That's true. But it would be kind of like a little documentary.
Right.
You know.
We'll call it that.
Well, that's what it would be. It's not going to be like the boyfriend's
nudumentary.
Nudumentary. I like that. Nudumentary. Very good.
Yeah, we can't get the models drunk like you did your poor boyfriend at the
and tell them to dance around naked.
Expose them on,
well, you
on
know,
the internet.
As you know, my boyfriend does have a little bit of an exhibitionist streak in him.
I have noticed that.
So it's not a big deal to him to
correct.
Get naked. So.
Correct. Unfortunately, it's a big deal to us. Even clothed to be on camera. So.
Well, the problem is, no offense to you, but we're big, big boys. So
I'm tall.
Well, I'm big. I'm chunky.
Big. Okay, that's a relative term. Yeah, you can tell him I'm big.
Okay, Bob's big. Of course, and I will post like 3 or 4 pictures of Bob photographing naked men because I've got several of those.
That I'm die.
That I'm holding for blackmail money. No. So, when is our next shoot? Do we have any shoots planned?
We were talking about getting together in December.
That's right.
Between Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, the week between Christmas and New Year's. And I'm going to have a lot of artwork for you by then. Because actually by then we'll know if my artwork is of any interest to people on eBay, right?
Well, hopefully it will be. You can't always judge. I've found that around holidays you don't get a real good response. So.
Okay, so maybe this isn't a good time to start?
I don't know. We just got to try and see.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Last year I believe it was end of January, February and March that were, and then into April and May were good months, and then in the summertime it sort of dropped off.
Okay, so.
But I know that auctions held during, like when I first started this, I wasn't thinking and I'd list an auction and it would end up on like a holiday, you know, like Labor Day or something would be the day the auction ended. Well, everybody's out getting drunk or something.
Yeah, having their cookouts and stuff.
Yeah, nobody's looking online to buy naked men, so.
Well, I'm curious to see how it all works out. I'm going to give you a couple pieces of work and whatever information you need and have you work it out. So I'm looking forward to that.
I hope it'll be a success.
I hope it will be, too. When should we plan to look for that? Not this week, but the next week, maybe?
Since I'll still be doing artwork this week for my show, I hope I'll have some up for next week. So.
Okay.
But people can still be checking. You'll have the link to the auction site.
Absolutely.
People can be checking that to see. I don't know exactly when, but just keep checking.
I'm actually going to put a permanent link on the side.
Oh, good.
I'm just going to call it like artwork. Maybe I'll use an old scan of one of my artwork, and that'll
be
the
good
link.
Idea.
And they can just go to the website and click there. And
that's a great idea.
And that's also a good way to check for updates for your artwork as well.
Oh, that's right. I do have artwork on there.
Yes, because it's not just going to be about me, even though you'd like it to be.
I know. I really want it to be all about you.
So I also, you know, want people to check out your work too, because yeah, I think your work is beautiful.
I could just change the name to All About Archer. Everything Archer.
I love that idea. Well, I am actually one of the lucky ones who has a piece of your artwork that you gave me.
For your birthday?
For my birthday. Mm-hmm. And what did I give you for your birthday?
Nothing. Not even the time of day.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Well, I remember your birthday because it's the same birthday as my youngest daughter.
Right.
Not the same year, of course.
No, because I'm much younger. Now, you see, I can't even think now when your birthday is, since like September 15th or something like that.
May 15th.
May 15th.
September 15th.
My memory is terrible.
It's exactly 2 weeks before your birthday.
2 weeks before. Okay. I do have it written down in my address book.
Yeah, right.
It's just not in my head.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, you're about, how many years older than me are you?
10.
Oh, I always,
10. Okay, 11 and a half.
You're old enough to be my father.
If I could have found a girl that would let me screw her when I was 15.
Oh, you know what, you can say fuck.
Oh, I can't say
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, you can
okay.
say fuck.
If I could have found a girl willing to let me fuck her when I was 15, I could have been your father.
I like to tease Bob about that. Too funny. All right, now, do you have any other shows coming up?
No, that's it for right now.
All right. Can you think of anything else we want to talk about?
No.
I think we did.
I think that's pretty much it.
I wonder how long this show is. It's only 15 minutes long.
Your listeners got a break.
I don't know about that, but all right. Well, I will just remind the listeners to check out the website for Bob's website, bobworthy.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to remind you also that on December 2nd, Bob's latest show is at the Colonial Art and Frame store in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
And the show will be up at least through the month of December. So even if you can't make it to the opening reception, if you live in the area or you're traveling through Fredericksburg, please stop in and see the show, because you will be able to see artwork done from some of the models that we photographed at our photo shoots.
Absolutely. Now, at the show, can you purchase the work as well?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
It's all for sale.
Okay, all right.
It's all for sale.
So if you happen to be in the Fredericksburg, Virginia area, check it out. Check out Bob's show. And then, of course, check out the website link to the artwork on eBay so you can see...
The art auction.
The art auction, because I'm not sure when my work will be posted on there, but Bob's is there all the time, and you can check that out.
Correct.
Okay. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving, by the way?
Oh, I did. My kids all came over, and my kids and my grandkids, and it was a nice day.
How many grandkids do you have?
Three.
That's right. Well, good for you. I had a good time, too. I was at the boyfriend's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're so quiet. What do you want to talk about now?
I can't think of anything.
You can't think of anything.
It took all my effort to manage that one little surprise for you. Now that I shot my wad, so to speak, there's nothing left.
Shot your wad. Oh, how's your
when you
sex
get to
life?
When you get to be my age, you'll understand that.
Oh, gosh.
When you're married 38 years to the same person, and you're my age, you don't have a sex life. You're just married.
Oh, that's terrible. We need to get Bob some sex.
Actually, I did have some over the weekend.
You did? Uh-huh. Was it good?
Uh-huh. It's always good. Just that sometimes it's better than others.
There you go. That's a better way to say it. I didn't have any sex this weekend.
Oh.
Because my boyfriend's spending it with his boyfriend. With his... My boyfriend is spending with his real boyfriend.
Okay, the truth's out now.
My boyfriend is spending
your dick's in your hand.
I am not sitting here holding my dick. I have only
with
been
a pair of tweezers.
That is so mean. I have only been naked in front of you once that I can think of. Remember when you did sketches of me?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
That
was the day that I went temporarily blind and couldn't drive home.
Oh, please. Well, you haven't been naked for me yet. When are you going to pose for my camera?
Never.
Oh, come on. I'm
never.
I'm doing a series on old men.
Oh,
a
that's
series
not
of
even
old
funny.
Men, small dick.
self-portraits? You're doing self-portraits?
Oh, you're so funny. You could be...
Oh, that would be fat men's.
You could be in that show, too.
Oh, no.
All right. We better wrap this up.
Yeah, we better.
Okay.
Put that dick back in your pants.
That's my listeners know that that's not true. So, all right. Well, boys and girls, I already reminded you to check out the web links and go to Bob's show. So until next time, say goodbye, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
And I'll say goodbye, too. Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.